second parak of Megillah, second Mishnah. Kara Seirugim, a person read the Megillah with breaks in the middle. He's still Yoyse Umis Namnim, if he was dozing off a little bit, but he's still awake enough to be able to answer simple things from Hatzvara, then he's Yoyse. This is talking about the one who's reading it. If a person who's hearing it and dozes off to the point that he's not hearing what is being read, then he's not Yoyse because he didn't hear it. But if he's reading it, as long as he's minimally awake, that's good enough. Hayakaisa, if he's reading he was writing the Megillah, the Dolsha, he was dashing his Magia, he was fixing it, Imkiv and Leva Yoyse. He was Mechavin, he's Yoyse. And you ask me a question, how can be Yoyse when he's writing the Megillah? He starts writing the Megillah and he doesn't have the Megillah in front of him. So we're talking about a case where he has a kosher Megillah in front of him and he's capping that into the Megillah he's writing. So we don't have a problem of reading it about Peh. We do have a problem though that his intent seems to be to write a Megillah and Darshan or fix the Megillah and not to Mecham to Yitzhak the Mitzvah. So over here the Mishnah seems to hold that you are Mechuyev to have Kavanah to the Yitzhak. In Lavla Yosef, he didn't have Kavanah to be Yosef the Mitzvah, he's not Yosef this Mishnah, he's Mitzvah Shechus Kavanah. Hoyta Ksuva Basam Vasikir Vakumus Vakankantam. It was written in other inks other than the classic ink, which is Dioi, which is the ink which Sifri Toys had a lecture to be written in. There's many other types of black ink, so Sikir is a red ink. Any of these other type of inks are not as kosher as the Dio ink, and if it's written on Yaw, it's written on paper, al distura, a hide which is not processed. Lo Yosa is not Yoisa, I should take Suva, Ashunis, and La Seifu Badioi. The Megillah is called the Seifu, it's called the Yeris, and based on that, we need basic qualifications of a Seifu, which is written on a cloth, processed parchment, and in Hebrew, and in the Dio ink. That's what we're passing. The Ran asked the question that this mission we said that a Megillah in order to be kosher has to be written in Hebrew. In the first mission we said that it could be read in foreign languages for people who understand the foreign languages. Answers the Ran, then the Chanabi depends. If he does not understand foreign languages, it's only kosher if it's written in Hebrew. If he understands foreign languages, he can have a Megillah written in his language. Kavavan is a problem that he has to know how to translate every word properly, which is not so easy.